Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, actually, here's Jeff and Rich, the Sloan Brothers reunited on this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Rich, great to be with you.
Likewise.
All right.
To be part of it.
Let's get right to it. First of all, if you've got a question during this segment, you can call 800-859-0957. You can talk to me and Rich. You can talk to our guests. And we've got a good guest to join us in just a second here. Before we do, let's acknowledge again Walsh College and Comerica Bank, great sponsors of this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Okay, let's get right to it. We've got Jesse Maddox joining us on the show now, co-founder and CEO of TripLingo. Jesse, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to focus on how you transformed an idea for TripLingo into an actual business. Before we do that, let's make sure we've got this right. TripLingo was formed in 2011 by you and a co-founder, and the idea of TripLingo is to make it easy and enjoyable for travelers to learn the local lingo, and by doing so, you know, have a better experience, be more acclimated, have a better experience in the local environment. Do I have that right? Tell us about your company.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the idea generated from when I lived in Vietnam for a year and a half, starting in 2009, and the language was just a big problem for me, just getting around and interacting with colleagues that work there. And that's sort of where the genesis of the idea came from, is that there wasn't really a good relevant tool to help travelers deal with the language and culture. So the idea isn't to make someone fluent, it's really to give them enough to get to be dangerous. The 10% of the effort can get you 80% of the results.
You know, it's interesting, Jesse. This is Rich, and I'm thrilled to be talking to you and love that you transformed your idea into a real business. It sounds like you had, necessity is the mother of invention, and that's exactly the kind of thing that happened here. But I've noticed so many times that when you read a phrase from a phrase book or something, when you're traveling in a country and with a different language being spoken all around you, so often the language that is in your book is not, if you will, the street language. It's not the way people really talk.
The local lingo.
Yeah. And
exactly.
I think that's
and that
part
was
of
something that I saw. What I did was I met with a tutor every day, and I wanted to learn how people actually talked. And, when I spoke some slang or, it didn't sound like a walking textbook, people responded differently to me. And so the idea was how can that be brought in, and how can we update the phrase book to make it both relevant and fit on a phone and, encourage interactions that are a little bit more natural.
So Jesse, you've now described the epiphany, the genesis of the idea, but it's in order to take an idea and transform it into a business, you have to think about things like, okay, there's a need here, clearly, and I've got a solution to the need, but how am I going to make money from it? So how did you, tell us you had this idea and then you started to create a business plan probably, right? And you started to think about, well, how can I make money from this idea? Tell us about that process.
I had the idea, and you have lots of ideas. And for me, if an idea, I'll think about it and then I'll let it sort of sit. And if after a couple of weeks it's still there bothering me, that's when it's like, I have to do this. And, once
Hang
I
on
sort
a second,
of got
Jesse. Jesse, you actually hear those voices in your head that Jeff and I have been suffering from for decades?
Yeah.
My problem, Rich, is that I also hear your voice in my head.
Yeah.
Which can be very confusing, by the way.
No, Jeff, your problem is you hear mom's voice.
Yeah, that's true. Several voices, that's true. But that's another story. Let's stick with the story at hand. Jesse, so what is the business model for TripLingo? I mean, how do you make money from this need that you discovered?
So, the big problem that a lot of app developers have is you sort of have this idea for an app. But the question is, how are people going to find out about it? How are you going to monetize that? And a lot of people, unless you're Angry Bird or Flappy Bird, for instance, and you just go off the charts, a lot of people spend a lot of time and effort developing something and release it, and then there are no customers there. There's no one downloading it. So
right. A
big focus of ours from the beginning was how can we tap into and partner with other companies and get access to their customers. So the idea was if we build this product that does its job and tackles a serious need that travelers have and do it better than anyone else, then we can partner with other travel companies to get access to their travelers. And so that's what we do. We partner with travel agencies, both on the leisure and corporate side. We sell directly to companies who have lots of travelers that have this need. And we work with, just various different partners in the travel industry who have customers that have a need for the product.
Okay, so that's great. That's very creative. And I love the thinking of, most entrepreneurs have a huge challenge, as you said, of creating that awareness. And so you found a great solution to that by partnering with channel partners who could help create that awareness for you. But where do you and how do you make your money? Is it an app that you download or you get a subscription fee on? Or where does your money come from specifically?
So there's really two sides to it. On one hand, a leisure traveler can download the app for free, where they get basic access, and then they can purchase and upgrade if they want full access to all the features inside the app. So there's that model, and then the other model is where we license it to large companies, and say you're Coca-Cola, you'll pay us a license fee for all of your travelers to have access to the application. So we generate money both from individuals and by selling licenses directly.
Okay. Now, we want to focus, as we mentioned, on some of the key moves you made. So you had this idea, you figured out a way to get it to the market and create that awareness, you figured out a revenue model. What were some of the key things that, if they hadn't happened, maybe two or three things, if they hadn't happened, when you look back on it, Triplingo wouldn't exist today?
Yeah, that's a great question. And also our revenue model, has evolved as we've learned more about the market. Your initial idea is always wrong. It's sort of hinting it in the right direction, but as you interact with the market and bring it to market, then you're going to learn things that are going to have you tweak your strategy. But for us, there were kind of three things, I think, that sort of contributed to that. The first was, it was kind of just a belief. It was even beyond a belief. It was just a knowing that this was going to happen and really having faith in it when, for the first little bit, you're kind of the lone crazy guy that believes in this thing, and you have to sort of persevere through that to get to the point where you can bring on other people. So I think the first thing that really helped was just, unwavering knowingness that this was going to happen, and that, allowed me to and drove me to do the things that got us off the ground. The second thing, I think, was being prepared. So once I had the idea, I quit my job. I spent 6 months living in India because it was cheap, and I was already on that side of the world, and developing sort of the business plan. And, that was critical because I needed to raise money, and I needed to find people on the technical side that could actually help me build it. And to do that, you've got to have something they don't, which is, one, the plan, two, the willingness to do all the, business side of things, and that time really looking into the market, coming up with a solid plan, sort of laid the foundation for that. And the third is just, probably best described as hustle. And, there's always, I think, a big role for luck and serendipity. And the key is giving yourself chances to get lucky.
Yeah, that's so, absolutely right. Rich and I say,
I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. The harder you work, the luckier you get, right?
Exactly. So there's so many little things that I did, and 10 of them led nowhere, but one of them led to something else that all of a sudden, you look back on this tree of decisions you made, and this one little action led to something big down the road. So there's so many examples of that.
That's incredible. I got to tell you laid out some great stuff for our listeners, and tell us quickly, before we go, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to bring on another guest who's going to share a story as well. But real quickly, where is Triplingo today relative to your dream? Are you where you want to be? Are you tracking your progress as you planned and as you hoped?
We're definitely on our way. There's so many good things happening right now that, over the past 3 years, again, we've kind of laid the foundation for it. So many big partnerships that are coming to fruition after years of work. Extremely excited about how things are going, and it's really great to sort of have that dream be real, and to, have hundreds of thousands of people that had used the product that at one point was just something you thought about at night. So
idea to reality, Jeff.
Ideals.
I love it, Jesse. I love it.
I love it too. Listen, Jesse, I want to tell you, not only did you deliver good information for our listeners, I just love the way you articulated it and the way I can sense the thrill that you're living your dream. thank you so much for being on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to follow your story, and we're going to hear from another entrepreneur who's going to share more wisdom that'll help you get your idea from simply an idea to a real business that's making your life great. Stick with us here on Startup Nation Radio. Back with more in a minute.